Mornings, Roo, Dids and Loz for breakfast.
Listen up.
I read the news today.
News? What news?
Overnight news.
Hey, first up, this is from the sort of what we've learnt category. I've read an article this morning about that terrible shark attack over in Western Australia. Ooh. The shark came up the Swan River.
Bull shark.
Yeah, beautiful young Oof. Girl, 16-year-old. She had her legs taken and then died. What they're saying in this article is a myth busted, and it's an unfortunate way to bust this myth, but basically there was a pod of dolphins and the young girl jumped in. She said how beautiful, wanted to jump in and swim with the dolphins, because we've always been led to believe that if there are dolphins around, there are no sharks. Mm-hmm. Well, that myth has now been laid to rest, hasn't it? So she jumped in amongst the dolphins and was taken by a bull shark. So,
that's a well-known fact, really, like you think about it, but maybe it's everything other than bull sharks. Maybe.
Yeah, and that's what it went on to say, is that actually different species of sharks act differently. So don't think there's a blanket rule where we now know there isn't. So,
I've got to say, even when you're out, I remember being on a surfboard once and there was a dolphin that swam under me. And just for that moment before I knew what it was.
Oh, yeah.
The panic was horrific. Mm. Like, it is scary out there. When you think there's a big thing near the water.
Yeah. So. If I see a garfish, I think it's a shark. I tell you what, the Reserve Bank are meeting today. They're like sharks at the moment.
They're
feeding on us.
They're circling.
ninth month in a row that they're going to lift interest rates, whether it's 0.25 or whether it's 0.4 is the major discussion. There's no chance it'll be leave it as it is, thanks. But there is some people saying it might only be one more rise. There's others saying it could be four more rises. Mm. But factor in the worst is what the experts are saying, four more rises. And if it's anything less than that, you'll survive. So that's what I'd be doing.
We've never, ever had nine in a row. So this is a record.
Lots of records getting broken everywhere. We never had interest rates that low either. Now we're sort of getting up to where it usually is, but it's just been a big shock from where it come from. Mm. New airline taking off in Australia too, called Bonza. We've heard about this for the last year or two. It's a bogan airline.
What do you mean it's a bogan airline?
Well, they call it a Bonza. Yeah. Bonza. It's Australia. They call it. They've got some of the names of the planes. Get a load of this. Sheila.
No.
Bazza.
What?
Shazza's even got a mention.
Shazza's
got a mention.
We could have one called Roo. Oh,
we could have one called Roo. We could. There's plenty of them. So, watch this space, but they're the names.
Have we got Knackers or
any other? Bloody Knackers and Smithy. Jono. They'll get a run for sure. So, Bonza Airline taking off from the Sunshine Coast.
What about our very own Shazza?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
She could get one.
Oh, she'll want naming rights. She'll want free rides after this.
Oh, yeah. Free rides. That sounds awesome.
What time does she wake up? Depends if she's still... hadn't been to bed yet.
I don't think she's been to bed, Roo, so it's possible that she could dial in.
Watch this space.
And American mums have got their knickers in a twist over this.
Bluey
is such a successful show. It's a kids' cartoon. Every time I watch it, I cry. The messages are so beautiful. It's shown in over 50 countries, but it is Australian and it does have Australian characters and themes. Yep. And sometimes it's hard for people to understand what the hell we're talking about. They got upset, American mums, because they thought that there was a wine bottle in the background of a shot sort of resting in the bushes. Mm. And they went, oh, my God, there's wine in this. This is a kid's show. Mm. And then Australian mums were like, it's a cricket bat, you dickhead. So
was that Shaz?
That was a good response, Shaz,
Yeah, so it was a cricket bat. And they went,
I thought it was a wine bottle.
You can kind of see it. But then another
bottle or a little bat.
Mm. Yeah. Another mum posted a screenshot of all the things she's not understood. This is an American mum.
About Australia.
Well, the things on Bluey that make no sense to her.
Oh, right.
She goes, pavlova, budgie.
Well, they don't have pavlovas in America.
Nah. Takeaway. She doesn't know what the word takeaway means.
They say takeout, don't they?
They say takeout. Yeah. She'll come good. Morning tea.
She'll be right.
Tomato sauce. And then
what do you mean tomato sauce?
Well, they say ketchup.
And she just said, the sausage on a piece of bread with sauce and then 4?
What?
So they don't do snacks.
Are we the only ones that do that?
I think we are.
I didn't know that.
I don't think
Italians have sausages.
They have sausages, but I think we might be the only ones to do
bread.
Pigs in a blanket. Yeah.
Well, gee, they have hot dogs. It's similar.
Well, Bill Shorten's never eaten a sausage in bread. You remember that day he ate it in the middle?
Yes.
How the hell How do you not know?
Un-Australian.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
That's unbelievable.
Anyway, that's what's making news.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dids and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Crows' new Irish recruit, Mark Keane, trained with the Adelaide Crows yesterday, Roo. And I just saw a bit of vision on the news last night. He looked all right.
He kicks both feet. Beautiful, he's got good skills. Yeah. He's fast. He's tough. Hopefully he can make it. He was well above the grade at VFL level when he was at Collingwood. And he only went home because of COVID and homesickness. So hopefully he can have a crack.
All right, young Max Michelani looked right at home as well after being taken at pick 17.
Yeah, it's been super exciting so far. Thankfully, all the boys have gotten around me and made me feel really welcome. But yeah, obviously it's been pretty tough, but enjoying it so far and looking forward to the trial game coming up next week.
Comparing him to a young Benny Hart and Tech said he might play in round one. So see how he goes.
Exciting stuff. The Crows are in the Riverland for their community clinic. They're in Berry later on today. Hey, with this test match situation, Adelaide Oval, talking about the cricket, it turns out the Sacker had an agreement with Cricket Australia that has run out, and that's why we're now bidding to try and get test matches because we're not guaranteed of a test, which I didn't realise.
No.
But we paid a lot of money to have an agreement, and it's now expired.
And they think they can put us anywhere and we'll still get big crowds and still go to it. So they can't use and abuse us, though. Put us in a good spot, please.
All right. The Adelaide Giants spent yesterday down at Henley Beach at a couple of pubs down there celebrating. Here's the boss of the Giants, Nathan Davidson.
Long time in the coming, and the guys definitely got their money's worth last night. But we great team effort by everyone. I know that's cliche, but from all and sundry, everyone did a great job.
They're at the Rams game.
They were.
Cracking in again.
Actually, a sporting team behaving themselves at the Rams game.
Well, from what I saw, they weren't exactly. They were tipping champagne all over the Claxton Shield and had their mouth down the bottom. You're allowed to do anything when you win the flag
that's
after
right.
40 years.
Now, big story. This is a worldwide story. Manchester City, who have been the powerhouse in the English Premier League over the last decade, they've won the title three times. On another three occasions, they've finished top three. They are facing expulsion from the Premier League over financial irregularities. So they don't have a salary cap, Rube, but they still have rules and regulations. And it turns out after a three-year investigation, Manchester City have broken several of these rules. It's either going to be the world's biggest fine that you've ever seen, or they could actually get kicked out of the English Premier League.
They've broken the rules every year from 2009 to 2018.
That's a big story, yeah. There you go.
Who are some of the big names there? Was that Beckham? Was he there?
No, he was Man United. So you got, as you know, in Manchester, there's two big clubs. So a huge rivalry. So,
It'll be a big story.
Yeah, indeed. That's our look at sport.